Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, May 16th, 1941, and the title is Border Queen. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Whenever men gathered around the campfire, stories were told of his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness. And these stories have come down to us through the generations. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading south for the Rio Grande. There's going to be trouble. Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
The little town of Alexandra, on the north bank of the Rio Grande, was dominated by the Border Queen Cafe. The place was owned by Alexandra White, and ever since it had been opened 2 years before, the town had become a haven for outlaws from both sides of the border. On the afternoon of election day, Alexandra sat alone in her office working on her books. The cafe was closed, but suddenly she heard footsteps echoing in the great empty room outside. The door of the office opened and Sheriff Van Gordon entered.
Hello, Alex.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to see you.
It's election day. Got to be in Bennett City.
I have been.
Get out of here and get back there.
No use, Alex. We're beaten. A landslide for Neil Chalmers.
How can you tell so soon?
Shorty passed me the word.
No chance at all?
Nope. All washed up. Finished. Be a new sheriff by tonight.
You didn't have to run away.
Better to run than be ridden out of town on a rail. I never saw Bennett City more crowded in my life. Folks that I didn't even know lived in the county.
There's been a lot of new settlers.
Yeah, that's what won for Chalmers. He got that bright idea to get up early and go and vote for him.
He did a lot better job than I thought he could.
What happens now? You're so good at figuring things out, maybe you can tell me that.
Neil's an old friend of mine. Wanted to marry me once. Might have said yes if it hadn't meant giving up the Border Queen.
That's water under the bridge. Answer my question.
This may help to answer it. I don't think he's forgotten me.
He's not our kind, Alex. He's honest. You always knew that.
Yeah, I suppose I did. Our codes were never the same, but still
Senorita.
I...
Senorita!
Who's that?
Manuel.
Senorita Alexandra!
What's the matter?
It is him. I would know that white horse anywhere. He's the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Where's he at?
He's right down the street. He come here.
Here.
Keep your gun and your holster, Van.
Well, what if he tries to take us back to Bennett City?
He won't. The law has nothing against you and me. I've made sure of that.
It is him. It is the masked man.
Sit down, Van. Here beside me. And we'll stand over there.
Si, senorita.
Miss White?
Yes?
And Gordon, you must have left Bennett City before I did.
I just got here.
Have you had time to tell Miss White about the election?
He has. But, may I suggest that my friends call me Alex?
I know that, Miss White.
I see. What brings you here?
The future of this town and this cafe.
Nice of you to worry about it.
I'm not worried exactly. I'm only warning you that you must close your doors.
But you realize that I have no intention of doing that.
You have a reputation for brains, Miss White. Why not use them?
I shall.
For the past 2 years, you've controlled the sheriff's office. You've harbored outlaws.
I ask no questions of the men who come here.
I understand. You ask no questions, and in return, they pay you well. The West is changing. Law and order have come to stay. And there's no place in the county or in the state for a town like Alexandra.
We don't agree, masked man. This town was named for me, and I'll fight to defend it.
You'll have to, Miss White.
I'll show you that we're ready. Manuel, close the shutters on that window.
Si, senorita.
You'll notice that they're hung on the inside, made of thick wood, thick enough to stop any bullet. They're fitted out with loopholes. You have plenty of rifles and ammunition. The Border Queen is a fort as well as a cafe, and if we ever have to, we can stand off any party the Sheriff Chalmers can raise.
For how long?
For as long as we're attacked. You can tell the sheriff that, with my compliments.
You don't have to. Neil knows how this place is built.
Yeah, he knows, but sometimes he's headstrong. And while you're giving out warnings, masked man, you might as well give Neil one. We can't be driven out. You might as well admit it.
You will be driven out. There's no place for Alexandra in the West.
Sounds a little personal.
It was meant to be. Neil Chalmers asked me to come here, Miss White.
He did?
There's no criminal evidence against you. You're free to leave the country, and that's what the sheriff wants you to do.
I intend to stay.
Then be careful. The town seems to be deserted now. I suppose that most of the men who worked for you in Bennett City and your guest are using some other hideout until after the election.
That's possible.
You better tell them they're no longer safe here. You can't give them protection anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you try it, you'll share their guilt in the eyes of the law. You'll go to jail.
If they go to jail.
They will. That's all, Miss White. I've delivered the sheriff's message.
Keep your gun in your holster, Van.
I can pick him up before he gets to the front door.
He turned his back on us. It was a compliment to me. My code may not be the same as his, but it doesn't stand for dry gulching.
He's gone. He'll be back, and you'll be sorry you didn't let me plug him.
I'd never have forgiven you nor myself if you had.
You're a funny one, Alex.
I wouldn't expect you to understand me, Van. The masked man does, and I'm proud of it.
What are we going to do?
We've had our warning. When it comes to a fight, we'll be ready.
I won't do it! Hurry!
Hello, Manuel. You know, I'm glad I lost that election. It's nice to be back here with boys.
You will see how much Roberts win tonight.
Win?
See, he win tonight. He win big.
How much?
5,000. This is an office with Senorita Alexandra now. He pay off that mortgage she hold on his ranch.
He can't let him do that.
She is.
That ranch was supposed to come to me after we foreclosed.
You know, it's too bad he win tonight.
Yeah. He hasn't got home yet.
What do you mean by that?
I'll cut you in on half of it if you come along with me.
But what good will you do to kill him now? The mortgage has been paid.
His widow won't have nothing to prove it.
Do not forget Senorita Alexandra. She would not like it to do this without an order from her.
I don't care what she likes. She promised me that ranch. You get half, Manuel.
Who knows? Anything may happen if you make the senorita mad. She may send us into Mexico or the military wait for us.
Not her. Once it's done, she'll stick by us. What do you say?
He's good ranch.
Hurry up.
See, I go with you.
Where's Roberts now?
He's still in office.
Plenty of time to get set then. Come on.
Well, there's nothing for us to do at Bennett City. We'll move our camp tomorrow.
And where we go?
Not far. That woods near Alexandra.
We watch town?
Yes, Hunter.
A path.
You hear something?
Hunter, put ear to ground.
Well?
What's come this way plenty fast?
From the south?
That's right.
We'd better put this fire out and get settled.
Here's Scout.
Here's Silver. There's the rider. We're catching up with him.
Not far to Bennett City now.
That isn't a man.
Huh?
It's a woman. It looks like Mrs. Roberts.
All right. Plenty fast.
Too fast for this trail. Something's wrong.
Maybe so. Horse go down.
She's been thrown. Come on, Silver. She's coming to now, Sheriff.
Yes, I see.
What happened?
Your horse stumbled and fell, Mrs. Roberts, just outside of town.
Sheriff?
Yes. The masked man and the engine brought you to my office.
They killed him.
What's that?
Joe. He's dead.
Your husband?
I saw them shoot him. I saw them.
Please, Mrs. Roberts. You must tell me everything that happened from the beginning.
He said he was going to ride over to Alexandra to buy some tobacco. But he promised me he wouldn't gamble. It got late. I was worried. I saddled a horse up and after him.
Yes, go on.
I got to the top of a rise and I could see him riding toward me, so I reined up. All of a sudden, there was a rifle shot and he fell out of his saddle.
You said you saw the man who did it.
He was standing on the ridge. The moon was on their faces.
Two men?
Manuel and Van Gordon.
Van Gordon. I'm going after him, masked man.
Alone?
Yes, I'll find him at the border queen.
It would be safer to take a posse.
They killed him.
I'm giving Alex a chance to turn him over.
Do you mind if Tonto and I ride with you?
You can come as far as the town. But I'm going into the cafe alone. Let's get started.
Who's there?
Lou Talbot.
Oh, just a minute. Hello, Sheriff.
Hello, Alex.
Have a seat.
No, thanks.
It's been a long time.
That's right.
I can't believe that you only came to see me. What brings you to the Border Queen?
You don't have to be told, Alex.
Don't I?
I want to remind you of something. Something you told me when we said goodbye.
You don't have to remind me.
If ever I needed your help, I could count on it.
I remember.
Well, I need your help now.
In what way?
Van Gordon's killed a man. I want you to help me find him.
That isn't what I meant, Sheriff. If you were in any sort of danger, I'd risk my life to save you, but you're not in danger. It's Van that's in danger.
Where is he?
I can't tell you.
He's here. He wouldn't dare cross the border.
If you're so sure.
But I have to search the place, Alex.
I can't allow that. Even the sheriff should have a warrant.
Well, you realize that I'll be back.
Alone?
No, Alex. Maybe I've been wrong in giving you this chance, but it's your last one. Are you going to throw it away?
Yes, Neil. Like that. Out the window.
We're enemies now.
We're enemies.
If Van is found here, we both know he will be. I can't save you.
Goodbye, Neil. Told the boys that you're under my protection until you get out of town. I hope you get back to Bennett City.
We'll ride a little closer to the cafe, Tonto. And keep to the shadows.
What you think?
The girl won't tell him anything. He's like steel.
Not bad.
Rain up here.
You think Sheriff get out of cafe all right?
Yes, if Alexandra White has anything to say about it. There's no telling what her men will do.
You look now.
Yes, he's coming out. We'll wait for him here.
No.
What's the matter?
This side cafe. Moonshine and rifle.
I see them. Men with rifles.
Sheriff, right this way, then shoot him.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
We'll head west out of town, then cut to the north. Faster, Silver, faster.
Sheriff, get on horse now.
Turn him around. Ride with us.
Men see us now.
Go on the saddle, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
What's up?
Ride, Sheriff.
What's the matter?
Come on.
That should answer your question.
She lied.
You'd have ridden into an ambush. Come on, boy. Hail Silver! Away!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto saved the young sheriff of Bennett City from an ambush outside the Border Queen Cafe. As they raced out of town, Alexandra White appeared in the doorway and called to the men in the street.
Stop that shooting!
Here it comes!
Stop it!
It is all yours, Sam. Go away!
Ben Gordon!
What do you want?
Come here!
Come on, Martin.
Oh, get this settled now.
You'll get what settled?
Take your feet, Alex. Finished, I'll start.
I gave all you men strict orders that no one was to draw a gun on the sheriff.
That's right.
Haven't you made enough trouble tonight?
I don't think so, and neither do the boys.
Who's running this place, Van?
That's what we're going to settle.
Oh. You're getting ideas, aren't you, Van?
Maybe so.
How about the rest of you? Now, don't answer just yet. I want you to realize what our friend here has done.
You don't have to tell him.
This cafe could have been run for months, for years maybe, without any trouble from the law. But Van got greedy and shot Joe Roberts.
He promised me his ranch.
When he foreclosed on it, not before. This is the first time a man has left here and didn't carry his winnings home. But that means much more to me than it does to you. What you should be interested in is this. These two no-account sidewinders were careless. They let themselves be seen.
We went after the woman, but her horse was too fast.
I'm glad of it.
You hear that, everybody?
You put every one of our necks in the noose, and I hope you hang for it.
I told you she was in with the sheriff.
If he were here now, I'd turn you over to him.
Yeah. You're sore because we took a few shots at him.
You disobeyed my orders, and no one's safe around here who does that.
She's telling you, boys. I don't have to say a word. How long are we going to take orders from a woman that's working for the law?
You all know better than that.
You heard what she said.
Yeah, you say we are not safe, Senorita Alexandra. It is you who are not safe.
How about it, boys?
You run this town like queen, like border queen. But now that it's all over, you will not treat us like dog anymore. We take orders from a man. It is Van who will lead us.
Well, boys, Sheriff told me he was offering a last chance. You know how true that was. What are you going to do with me?
We will kill you.
Spoken like a first-class coyote, Manuel.
Oh, what are you waiting for?
I assure you.
Get back.
You're going to pull me, coyote.
You're our prisoner, Alex. I'm going to tie you up and throw you in the storeroom. And you'll stay there until after we whip the posse. After that, we'll see.
By nightfall the following evening, Sheriff Chalmers had rounded up his posse. The men waited outside his office while the young lawman conferred with the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
You know how the cafe is built, Sheriff. They can hold off your rifles for a long time.
We're packing supplies. We're ready for a siege.
They must have plenty of supplies themselves.
I know.
I'm glad you understand there's no chance of storming the place.
It's going to be hard to hold the men back, but I'll do it.
Joe Roberts was a great favorite around here, wasn't he?
Sure was. We're going to bring Van to justice if it takes all year.
That not take that long.
I just meant
what Tonto meant was that we have a plan. If it works, you may be able to capture him tonight.
How?
There's a storeroom in back of the cafe.
Yeah, a sort of lean-to.
They must have a guard on the outside door. If we can get close enough to overpower him... And then get inside the storeroom.
There's no bar on the door between there and the kitchen.
We won't have to go beyond the storeroom. Tonto can build a smudge in it, a big one. He'll have plenty of material, and the breeze is from the south tonight.
What's that got to do with it?
The outside door of the storeroom is on the south side of the building. When we open it from the door to the kitchen, the smoke will be blown straight into the cafe.
They'll think the place is on fire.
Perhaps. They'll find it hard to breathe anyway. We may be able to get it thick enough so they'll be driven out into the open.
That's all we ask, mister.
If they aren't, you'll start looking for the smudge. They won't be able to see well enough to shoot straight. And that's the moment when you can storm the place with some chance of success.
I'd say it was worth trying. But you and Tonto would be taking an awful chance.
There's more to the plan, Sheriff.
We'll be ready.
I only want to tell you where to wait.
Yeah?
There's a ridge just outside of Alexander to the north.
Yes, I know.
You should be able to reach it by midnight. Take cover there and wait until you hear three shots.
Three shots, right.
Is it agreed?
Sure thing.
Then let's go, Tonto. We'll ride on ahead.
Good luck.
That man sure was my husband. The decoys were his friends. I don't want them to be killed to revenge him.
Don't worry, Mrs. Roberts.
Look, that awful place, though.
Tonto, smoke cookout.
What?
The sheriff will explain. Steady, boy.
Get him up, Scout. Come on, Silver.
The guard's asleep, Tonto.
Hmm.
You have something to gag him with?
Yes.
You have a rope? Come on. The gag first. One yell from him, and we'll all come running.
Tonto, do it. You think I'm here, that?
We'll take a chance on it. Tie his hands.
I'll meet him.
Quickly, Tonto. And that's it. Now his feet when I see if the door is barred. It's unlocked. Just leave him there.
You have gun ready.
Keep behind me. Wait. What's that over in the corner?
It looked like somebody tied up.
It's a girl.
Oh.
Let me have your knife.
Maybe better we leave her like that.
I want to find out why she's here. Who gagged you and tied you up like this?
Ben. I convinced the boys I was working for the sheriff.
Are you?
From now on, mister.
Good. We'll get you out of here. Is there enough light from the moon, Tonto? Can you see everything you need?
Me go to river, get water.
Water in that barrel over there.
Time to see.
What are you planning to do?
Start a smudge, open that door of the kitchen, and smoke them out.
Where's Neil?
By now, he and the posse ought to be on the other side of the ridge. Now wait there until they hear my signal.
Why, you smoke? What's the matter with fire? They have cool oil in here. If the engine used that instead of water.
No. Alex?
Alex?
Yes.
Nice to be considered, your friend. But this place belongs to me, masked men. I'm giving you permission to burn it to the ground.
There are only a few of the gang who deserve to die. You know that.
Yeah, you're right. Smoke it there.
How long, Tonto?
Not long. Tonto, hurry.
Yeah. Everybody's been outside. There's no sign of Bossy.
Well,
it is hot in cafe. The boys want to know if they can open up the shutter.
No. We're taking no chances.
All right. All we do is wait. Is that it?
All we do is wait.
Is there something I could do, Van?
What?
We have looked all around for the senorita's money. We have not been able to find it.
That's why I'm letting her live until after the attack.
Why not let me go out into the storehouse now? Let me promise to set her free if she tells us where the money is.
Yeah.
Well, not that we would, my friend. After we find out, we could get rid of her pronto.
You're sure anxious to do that, aren't you?
Why should I lie to you? It would give me great pleasure.
She knows it, too. Now, Manuel, it isn't a bad idea, but you're not the man for the job. She wouldn't trust you.
Perhaps I could persuade her to trust me.
With a knife, huh?
Si, senor.
You stay away from that storehouse. That's an order.
Si, senor.
Are you ready to light it, Tonto?
Wait. There's someone in the kitchen.
Quick, Tonto. Close the outside door.
On the door.
Open that corner where you were, Alex.
But my hand's on time.
Hurry. Lie down with your face to the wall.
Cut that door!
Huh?
Cut that door! I'm coming back in the office where I can keep an eye on you.
Good night, senorita.
Glad it, Tonto. How long will it take us to get going good?
We open door to kitchen in 10 minutes.
I'll wait another 5 before I give the signal. And then, the attack. Thank you.
signal, men. Come on. Over the ridge. Ride straight to the cafe.
Howdy, Sheriff. I can't see any smoke.
He will before long. He wouldn't have fired those shots if he hadn't gotten to the storeroom.
How's the masked man going to get away?
I'm not sure that he intends to.
They're opening one of the shutters.
There's smoke for you.
Well, they can't stay inside the place.
Ready with your guns, men. Spread out. We're surrounding them. Cut them off from the river. Hogan.
Yeah?
Open fire.
Within range?
Almost. I want them to hear our guns. The smoke and the attack at the same time. That's what the Lone Ranger was counting on.
Somebody's opening the front door.
They'll come running out in a minute.
That's the girl. That's Alex.
What's she showing herself for?
I'm going to take a shot at her, Neil.
I can't tell you not to.
I won't shoot to kill.
Don't.
She's an outlaw like the rest.
Oh, the Lone Ranger. He stepped right in front of her. Bill, you shot the Lone Ranger.
Get up there, boy.
Get up. Throw down your gun, man.
I haven't got one. Don't shoot me. Give up, senor. We give up.
Oh, here's some handcuffs, Bill. Put them on them.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd never got us if it hadn't been for that fire.
Just make it smoke, man. But it wasn't an accident. You can thank the Lone Ranger for it.
Huh? It is hard to see anything in that cafe. For once, it looked like Marsh man at front door.
How'd he get inside?
The girl let him in.
Well, that's impossible. She was tied up.
No, I see her, too.
Tied up? What do you mean by that?
Find out for yourself.
Bill, have you seen Alex?
Not since we saw her in the doorway, but she must
be... I'm right here, Sheriff. I've been looking for you.
Alex, I don't understand. They said you were tied up.
I was a prisoner until the masked man got here. He set me free.
We saw you in the doorway.
Yes. You see, after he fired the signal, the smoke was awfully thick, and he decided to take advantage of it. He went into the cafe and opened up the shutters in front. I'd followed him, and I thought it would be a good idea to open the front door. Then there'd be nothing to stop you.
Gosh, if I'd only known that, Alex.
It was you that fired the shot?
Yeah.
You saw the masked man step in front of me?
Not in time.
I'm glad it wasn't you, Neil.
Tell me, Alex. Is he...
You mean... dead?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I just caught him in the shoulder. Found those bandages bitten. He's all right now.
But I saw him fall.
You may have thought you did. He just pulled me out of the way.
Where is he now?
I think he's gone. But he left a message for you.
For me? What kind of a message?
Well, I told him once that... all my friends called me Alex. He wanted you to know that he called me that, too. What does it mean?
I've got a lot of questions. I'd like to know what made you change. But if he says you have, that's good enough for me. A Lone Ranger's word is all I need.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger, Incorporated.
Well,
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.